Item 11, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational update on workforce development. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Trustee Grayley Smith.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, this item was requested by members of the Economic Development Committee that also sat on the Finance Committee. We gave a very detailed presentation and part of the budget overview, and I'm happy to schedule, and I know your time is tight today, so if there's an individual members that were not part of the presentation that would like to hear that, I'd be happy to schedule that. The crux of the issue is we heard from WRTP and the phenomenal work that they are doing, which is really just fantastic, to place 300 jobs, place individuals in 300 jobs to really increase their wages and benefits is just fantastic. The only change that we're proposing is that we can do a better job in how we allocate our funds. And so I don't know how detailed this committee would like to get into that conversation today. That's why this item was scheduled. In the county executive's budget, there's a proposal of $400,000 for workforce development. We would be partnering with the Workforce Funders Alliance for several really sound purposes that are indicated here. One is our funds can now be used to pool and receive national matching funds, so we're making better use of our funds. So you see that in the top area of the graph there, as we're able to leverage that. And then on the other side, making sure that the participant level data that's being collected is part of the overall data for the ecosystem that is workforce development. And ultimately, those two items will make the ability to expand the pool of people contributing to the fund and the sectors where people are employed all that much more successful. So we do have very, very detailed data, but out of respect of the time for the committee, if there are members that would like that presentation specifically, I would be happy to do it.
Yeah, I would like to definitely take this up again. I'm going to look to the committee. I think everyone, I don't know, Supervisor Taylor, all of the committee members otherwise, I think have heard, Supervisor Mayo did not. Okay, so Supervisor Taylor did hear. It was a lengthy presentation in finance, and I do think this is something we should take up on this committee, but given the constraints in trying to get to budget, if we can reschedule this item for a more specific discussion by the committee, I think that would be a wise thing to do. Supervisor Mayo, would you have a problem with that, Supervisor Mayo?
I have no problem. I'd like to get the copy of the presentation, then I will call, because this is in the budget process right now, correct? Before we vote on this,
correct,
I'd like
but
to
this
know
will
that.
Be something that we will be dealing with further. Mm-hmm. But could you get that to Supervisor Mayo? And I think we will just accept this information for now and hopefully reschedule it on this committee, because I do want to spend more time with that.
Absolutely, Madam Chair.
So make that available to Supervisor Mayo. All right, if nothing further, Madam Clerk, please call item 12.